Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
.14 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. In the studio with us, our friend Titus O'Neill, once host of Titus and the Butthead.
Butthole.
Always. Not once.
Yeah.
You say it like I'll never do that again.
Well, I'm just saying that it was like a debut was recently.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Yeah, but you still say it once.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The forever host of Titus and the Butthole. He's Titus. I'm the Butthole. I feel like we should do a podcast together. We get along well, but it is an awkward relationship.
I mean, if you listen to the Titus and Butthead show, you would honestly think we don't get along.
Right. But we do get along.
For a great opportunity for podcasting.
Yes.
I'm sure we'd be able to.
I feel like my honesty in life and your honesty collide. That's why.
Yeah. And because my honesty is the reality. Yours is.
It's like, fueled by jealousy.
Yeah.
Yes. Like the entire time you were sitting over on the other chair, I thought, look at the great shape that he's in. But at the same time, also, you look like a chocolate Easter bunny. You are the shiniest man I've ever seen. I want to bite your head. I bet you taste delicious.
See,
yeah. Well, these are things that I just think about.
This is the balance that I have to bring to the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I walk in and you guys are talking about people getting tattoos, penises tattooing on.
You want to do that? I can have it done.
Absolutely not. No.
Listen, do you ever have that conversation with your kids? When my kids are younger, my son, I said, listen, you could do with a lot of things. I have two requests. Don't do drugs and don't get a face tattoo. I don't care how popular they get. It's never going to work out for you. I mean, there's the few. There's the, what's his name?
Post Malone's.
Yeah. There's the Jelly Rolls that just happen to work out for, but that's very, very rare. Yeah.
They're definitely an anomaly.
Yeah. You go to the store, you don't want a guy with face tattoos selling you anything.
No. Not at all.
What have you been up to?
A lot.
Yeah, I know. Like, I like to hear, like, I saw you got inducted into the Tampa Bay Sports Club.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
With Coach Spurrier and Bruce Arians.
Yeah, that was you were up there in a pretty big group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if I remember correctly, we talked about that, and Mike was asking why you got inducted.
No, I was just saying, he's a Super Bowl champion coach.
Yeah.
There's one of the winningest coaches in the history of college football and a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. And the guy who fell under the ring at wrestling. Those were the things that I was saying. Because arguably, you would admit that was the most popular moment in your wrestling career.
That's the most viral moment.
Most viral. Yeah.
Definitely most viral.
Like my mom.
But Tom Brady, the same year, tripped over himself, and he came in like number six. I beat him on the list for a Sports Center, not top 10. You know what I'm saying?
Something you're better than Tom Brady at.
Yeah.
You know that's what I mean? True. Okay, like, I get it. Although I had a fall. Did you see my fall?
Nobody did.
No, that's not true. 1.7 million people saw it.
A lot of people saw it.
Yeah. Where is this at?
In my backyard.
You didn't see that?
No.
Oh, man.
Joe, can you pull it up for him?
Yeah, please.
I was going out back, and I have like rubber flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
And
ones you have on now?
Yeah. And it caught the brick.
Yeah, those are definitely not regulation.
No. It caught the tip of it caught the paver, and I started going forward, and then the complete inertia and momentum was just too much to stop.
Oh, wow.
But I also didn't want to crash into the turtle thing.
I have seen this. I didn't even realize this was you.
See?
Oh, man. I've seen this on every platform.
Yeah. You're like, you just thought it was some fat dummy.
But yeah.
Hey, man. But the best is I fell. And I laid there because I knew the camera was right there.
I got to
turn it in. I got to give myself up because nobody knew. And I came inside just covered in dirt. And Galvin goes, what? I go, it's on video. I fell. Yeah. But I got to give you some credit because had you not been brave enough to fall in front of the world, I don't know that I would have told anybody that I fell.
Well, and the reality of it is you made $0 from this. And I literally paid my house off falling under a ring, but, amongst other things.
But how? Because
you think about it, you know, number one.
Yeah.
I immediately got a t-shirt.
Of you falling?
No, a t-shirt that says Rumble, Stumble, Slide.
Right.
And it's the greatest. You got to think about the moment that it happened. It's the first time we're in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
We got The Undertaker came back.
Yeah.
Randy Orton's going, you know, back. John Cena versus Triple H. I mean, we got all these big names. The
yeah.
only thing people came out of that talking about was Titus O'Neil.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you, two things why, I mean, first of all, I think you're a great person, and I'm happy to be friends with you. Yeah. But two things that I will never forget. The day after you fell, you came on this show.
Yep.
And Jameis Winston wouldn't talk to anybody. You got us Jameis Winston on the air. Those are two things that I always owe you for.
And Dave Bautista, too.
Oh, I had Batista before you.
No, don't take credit for Batista.
Yeah, yeah. I had Batista when he had hair on the show.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Nice try, though, buddy.
All right.
The only way we could talk to him is through you. But
right.
That's true, yeah.
I don't ever try to bug him. I don't ever text him for anything or whatever. Yeah. Except, like, on his birthday, I'll be like, happy birthday. And he'll write back, thanks, buddy, or whatever. Yeah. And I look, and it just, my text chain is just me wishing him happy birthday over the last 5 years. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like people like that, like you, like him, they're just constantly getting pulled in 9 million directions. Mm-hmm. Last thing you need is some other guy glomming onto you.
The one thing I can say, you know, about you, which probably is why Dave will just respond, and he'll make sure you have his new number like that, is because you don't.
No, I'm not.
You know what I mean? And anytime we call you, you're like, all right, yeah, let's do it, you know, whenever we need something.
Yeah, I know the good guys from the jerk-offs,
I do.
There's a lot of jerk-offs in this town.
There is.
Okay, Titus is here, and Titus does a lot of great things, and you are doing this thing for Father's Day. Now, you did do a thing for Mother's Day, I remember, a while ago, right?
Yeah, I've done it the last 6 years.
Okay, I remember we had you on one time to talk about that. About time you do something for the dads around here.
Yeah. You're right. Mother's Day has been kicking our ass literally for years. All the dads out there have been getting murdered.
Yeah.
Like and we'll never catch up, you know, but this year we're going to at least try.
Okay. That's fine. I mean, you can go 1 year to every 5 years for fathers to mothers, the ratio. Because let's be honest, you're a very rare experience with the being the father that does all the work. Most of the time, in most relationships, and most even though you know your mother, it's a mother that always does everything.
Right.
So it's fine. We do every 5 years the mother, and then we switch one over to the father. So tell me about this superstar dad celebration. Yep. It is free. Yep. It's a celebration to honor and celebrate the unsung heroes of our community, fathers. I am a father. You are a father. I would go so far as to say we. Our super dads.
Yeah. 100%.
So I was telling Drew, who does afternoons on the station, one time, that it's weird because when we were kids, it was very acceptable for most relationships, most families, to not have the father around.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there was a divorce, the father is doing what he does, but he's, you know, kind of in the life of the kids. Whereas now I feel like this generation, we're all super dads now.
Yeah.
He's a dad. I'm a dad. Gio's a dad. He's a dad. And we all to me, that's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
It's the greatest title any man could ever own.
Yeah.
It's not CEO. It's not WWE champion. It's not owner of this. It literally is dad.
And then when the kids get to this age where they're like becoming adults and going to school, you're like, I did this. I made that kid. Yeah. And I cleaned his poopy butt for a couple of years, and I was like, I don't know if I could do this anymore. Yeah. And then now
I know I can't.
No.
Yeah, that's not even,
No.
Any listener out there, like, female listener, you got any hopes or desires of ever having kids with Thaddeus Buller, aka Titus O'Neil?
That dream
was killed in 2012. Vasectomy 2012 is my Bible.
You got it out. You're done for good.
I'll never. But you know, I will. I'm open to adopting again.
Yeah.
I obviously adopted my daughter. But I got access to like thousands of kids.
Yeah, you know? Got plenty of kids to fill that need.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you right now, I would have. Maybe not now, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, I would have had another kid with my wife because
wife's awesome.
She's great. She's a great mother and she's a good wife. And I felt like we could squeeze one more kid out and she was like, I'm dead.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's probably a lot easier this way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wasn't going to bring it up, but you brought it up since you talked about trying to get women pregnant or not get women pregnant.
Yeah.
What's the relationship status?
I'm single.
Again, what happened? Why can't you
I've
keep
been
a woman?
Single. I was last time. I came
you were
over
dating
single.
Somebody last
no,
time.
No, I wasn't.
A little bit.
No, I wasn't.
Why?
I haven't dated anybody in a year.
Why? What's wrong with you? You seem like it'd be a great catch.
I'll be dating somebody probably in the next few months.
Who is this? You got your eye on some? Oh, you don't know?
Yeah, I don't.
What, you just like the seasons? You just like to go through the summer with somebody?
I mean, you know.
Nobody wants to be alone on Christmas?
It's getting cold, you know?
It's getting cold.
It's getting cold. You got to get cozy.
What kind of girls do you like? I know there's the girls that you make sweet love to, and then there's the girls that you want to date.
I would love a woman that I could build something with.
Like a long-term relationship?
Long-term relationship, partnership, really.
Yep, it's
partnership.
Like a shed.
Partnership is the real thing, because it's sometimes where I know you're not going to really like me as a boyfriend or a husband.
You're hard to like,
but you'll
love
me as a person.
Yeah.
And you'll respect me as a person. Like, I want somebody that I can root on. Just like I was, you know, I would get rooted on. I want somebody I can celebrate, you know, like I want to be able to say, man, she's killing it. You know, she's doing X, Y, and Z. She's an amazing this. She's amazing that. Like that, to me, somebody I can pour into, but I also know is going to pour into me, and they could recognize for me, I need somebody that can recognize the God in me and the purpose on my life. And understand that you're going to have to be this unselfish person.
Yeah, because you got a lot going on.
Yeah. And it's not even about me. It's, you know, people are going to, you know, I'm going to do what God's called me to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to help people. I'm going to pour into things. But I'm also going to follow and chase every dream and goal that I have. And I want you to do the same thing.
Right.
And it's not a competition.
No, you can do it together.
Yeah, we can do it together. And we might be doing it in two different spaces. But at the end of the day, when we show up together, people be like, wow, that's an amazing couple.
Do you know this girl's melting in their car right now? Ooh, like, oh my God.
It's probably because he's hottest.
That's the sweetest thing I ever heard ever. He wants to do it together and build each other up. Woo.
Yeah.
I get it. But can I tell you what a good friend I am that you don't even know? After your appearances on this show, we talk about your relationship and all that, I get a couple of emails. I'm this lady, and I'd like to meet Titus, and I just chuck them all out. I know there's a certain level of quality that you need to have.
Keep chucking them.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if it's for me, God will put it right
at you, not through me.
No.
Not through this fat Cupid.
The tripped in some big rubber slides that he still wears to this day.
I'm not walking around
with wrestling boots I slipped on.
Listen, I believe you when you say that wasn't on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But
you couldn't have gone no better.
But it could have gone way worse.
Could have gone way worse.
That's the one thing we talk about. Every time we see it and it comes up somewhere, we're like, he is so lucky that could have been so bad for you. There could have been a table or some piece of equipment under there, a pole, and that could have just smashed your head.
Yeah.
Then you had to be in there all drooling, trying to talk it out of the side of your mouth.
Yeah. Then I really would have needed to be in somebody's, and somebody would have needed to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Feed me through a
wipe
straw.
Your butt.
Yeah. Put my shoes on.
All right. So if people want to come out here, what do they need
free.
To do?
They go to bullardfamilyfoundation.org.
It's at the amphitheater.
We're having a big celebration of dads. It's a tailgate in the beginning. It's food, bounce houses, etc. And then we got an entire program that's built around celebrating dads, recognizing different dads. I'm going to recognize a military dad that lost the ability to have children on his own, fighting for our country, and he decided to adopt. And then 4 years ago, he made the unselfish decision. But the selfish decision, much like I did in adopting my daughter, he wanted a daughter. He always wanted to be a girl dad. And so he got this young lady, 3 months, you know, premature, had drugs in her system.
Ooh,
he had 24 hours to make a decision, and he went and got her as a baby. And now 4 years later, you know, and she's a beautiful little girl. We're going to celebrate a dad that was homeless with his children, single father, two daughters and a son. And highlight and spotlight his story. And
he got out. He's all good.
He's self-sufficient now.
Did you see The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith?
Mm-hmm.
That tears my stomach out every time I watch it to think about, because it's still happening every day with people.
Yeah. And we got another family that we're celebrating, Sean and Camille Callahan. They are members of my church, but they're like family and friends to me. But they have two children. One has special needs.
Right.
And just want to tell about that story of being a parent that has a special needs child. Obviously, I do a lot with that community as well, Special Olympics, Make-A-Wish, et cetera.
Yeah.
So we're going to, and the reason why I want to spotlight these stories, number one, is they're incredibly inspiring stories, number one.
Sure.
But then also, too, there's going to be folks in that audience that can relate to every single scenario that I'm putting up on that stage.
Of course.
They are going to, there's performances there that are going to move people.
Yeah.
There are testimonies, obviously, that'll be made. But at the end of the day, this is like, in my opinion, it'll be a church service without church.
It's, yeah. You're not, it's being totally, yeah, it's about a celebration of each other.
It's a celebration for family.
Yeah.
You know, fathers, yes, you know, like I say, for years, especially over the last few years, and you guys are in the media, so you know, like, the importance of fatherhood has kind of been diminished with this new movement of, I can do all things by myself.
Right.
You know, women wanting to go and have, you know, have children, but don't, you know, don't need, they don't think they need a father. All kids need a father. All adults need a father figure, just like they need a mother figure. For me to be able to say, oh, I don't need a woman to raise my kids, that's a lie.
Yeah.
My kids have an extremely amazing mom.
Right.
You know, we didn't work out in a relationship and in our marriage, but she's a great mother.
Yeah.
And there are guys out there that, you know, aren't able to see their kids because of the relationship with the mother. That, to me, is you're hurting the child.
Sure. The parents, when they get vindictive and they take things out against each other, it hurts the kids.
Yeah, and when you're fighting, you know, the kids are, I mean, I always say kids are the most resilient human beings on the planet.
Right.
Like, they can be fighting cancer and still smiling.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the adults around them are, you know, falling being apart because they can't pay the light bill. Man, come on, dude. You got a kid that's hasn't, you know, breathed on its own without a machine for 7 months. And you're talking about, you know, not whether or not you got you can go eat at a specific place.
Yeah.
Like
your priority
are way off.
Yeah.
So this event is honestly going to be a roller coaster of emotions for so many different reasons. I'm going to surprise a kid that actually lost his father. I'm going to surprise him with 4 years of college tuition.
I thought you were going to adopt him.
Yeah, no.
They're going to be like, no, I'm your dad.
Well, I mean.
No, I'm just kidding, but that's great. No. That's great. That, so, I'm sure he's going to love that.
That person will be the first person to go to college.
Yeah.
You know, in their family. And he better damn sure be the first one to graduate from college.
That's right.
Yeah, zero reasons.
There's
no financial reason to say, oh, I couldn't afford it. I couldn't this. No, just go to class and do what you do.
That's awesome.
I do want to shout out Tampa General and Tampa Well for being the first person people to come to the table and say, hey, I'm in. You know, John Corris has been a great friend of mine for a couple of years, and I think the world of that dude and his leadership and what he wants to do in this community, what he is doing in this community, not just with me but so many other people. But I have other partners that have come to the table, and, you know, we are going to make monumental shifts in people's mindsets, but more importantly, we're going to have a monumental impact, which I believe this is the first of many years to come. And to have it at the amphitheater.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, the amphitheater, they got the space, they got the parking, they got the for everything for it.
It's free. Like, literally, like, Ticketmaster is, you know, I'm doing it through Ticketmaster so that people do not have to fight whether or not they're gonna.
Right, you do need to register.
Yeah, you need to register. And if you don't register, you can register on site too.
Yeah. Oh, so you won't get turned away.
But I would encourage. Yeah, I would encourage everybody to register now.
I'll put this up on our social media.
Sitting. Yeah, you know where you're sitting. You ain't gotta ask. Hey, you mind if I sit next to my?
Right.
You know, yada yada yada. I got Sonya Bryson coming to kick it off.
Love for the National Sonya. Anthem. Yeah.
We have several of the Bucks players coming, some of the Lightning players coming, that are fathers, it's pretty cool. We got an all male choir that's going to open up, you know, the event.
Yeah.
I got kids from my school, the Thaddeus and Bullard Academy at Sly Middle Magnet School. They're going to be performing as well. We got Creative Collective, going to be doing some stuff, Separation Season, Revealing Truth Ministries. Like, we got a show of shows that will honestly take people on a roller coaster ride, but at the end of the day, there's nobody that's going to leave there and be like, I wasted my time.
No, it'll be a feel-good day. Everybody
y'all ain't got a damn thing to do on Father's Day. Like, most people's Father's Day plans are planned probably Saturday night. Or they find out Sunday morning, oh, dang, I didn't get dad a car. And they run over to the gas station to get him a car and say, love you, dad, and leave. Like, this is a free celebration that you could take your dads to. And I got shirts made for all the dads that are coming.
Right.
T-shirts. And then we got like six high school bands. So at the beginning,
this is gonna be a big deal.
I'm not messing around. I don't do nothing small.
This is good. Yeah.
But yeah, we got, so the announcer will say, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your superstar dads of the Tampa Bay area. The drums will start hitting, the drum line will come with the band, and then all the dads that are in attendance will be marched in.
Oh, nice.
To this big rounding rouse of applause from all their family members. I want people to bring cowbells, bullhorns, all that stuff, you know?
So you will leave there in a great mood for sure.
100%.
Listen, they always say if you could change one person's life, can you imagine the amount of lives you've touched, how great that must be, and then the chain reaction that sets off with other people that want to do you? You're very inspiring, you know? You talk to you, and you see how unselfish you are with this stuff. You're not doing this for you. You really are genuinely interested in helping other people, which is very inspiring. Superstar Dad Celebration. It is free. It is on Sunday. It starts at 10 a.m. It goes to 2. It's at the amphitheater. What is the best place for them to go to get registered? I have the QR code here, but I don't know how to tell them to get there.
Yeah, just go to BullardFamilyFoundation.org. B-U-L-L-A-R-D, FamilyFoundation.org.
And then you'll have food, you'll have entertainment, you'll have games, you'll have special celebrity guests, and of course your host, Titus, will be out there. And I think this will be great. It's about time somebody does something for the dads right here.
Oh, yeah. Also, too, while we at it, this week also is the launch of my second book, which is also on fatherhood. You can actually go on Amazon now and pre-order it.
I still have the first book on my bookshelf.
That you did not read yet.
No. When's the last time I ever read a book?
What do you read for? I'm on the radio.
He glanced at it.
Yeah.
Do you have the audiobook? I'll listen to that while I'm driving.
No, I will have an audiobook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Wrestling with Fatherhood, my championship journey to my greatest title, Dad, is available now for pre-order. It comes out in September. It's my second book. And it's crazy to me that I'm saying this is my second book.
Right.
Especially being a kid, I was told, you'll never graduate from high school, you'll never go to college, and I did both of them with honors. And the guy that plucked me out of Live Oak, Florida, Steve Spurrier, I just entered into a Hall of Fame with him.
With him. That's got to be the greatest feeling. Yeah.
So you talk about full circle, me and my friends Mark and Sean were talking this morning just about, like, building a foundation for other people.
Yeah.
And pouring into other people to the point where sometimes you do have to take a moment to realize, like, man, like, today you might feel like, man, I'm worthless. But then you start thinking about all the things that you've done for others and poured into others. You'd be like, no, I'm pretty damn awesome.
You have worthless days?
I have days where I feel like I wouldn't say worthless.
Right, but you feel like you could do more?
Yeah, I feel like I kind of came up short.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do I feel like I'm great every day?
Well, you should feel like you're great every day.
Yeah.
But the reality of it is you don't feel that way. I mean, you could lie to me and us.
I know. I wake up every day and I go, this world needs me.
I think that's the delusion you were talking about.
Yeah. So we were talking about how we can live in our truths.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm saying is actually, like, real.
Yeah, yeah, I got
you. What you're saying is, it's, like, real.
I'm kind of trying to convince myself.
You're in the media, but, you know, you got to screw it to your...
Yeah.
You got to skew it to what the perspective of what you're given.
I want to help you find a girlfriend.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I have high standards for you. Like, I'm never going to let somebody in here wouldn't be a good... I just don't know. I don't know if that I'm meeting the right girls. Like, I don't know, in my wheelhouse.
Well, that's the problem. Like, one, you're saying girls.
Women. Ladies.
Yeah, I need a woman.
Yeah.
Like, you're,
like, you don't want a woman your age.
Yeah, I don't. Why not?
And I mean, if it works out, maybe older.
To be honest with you, they got life. They got they're seasoned.
Yeah, I get
it. Been through some stuff.
I'm not saying like a 20-year-old, but I'm just saying like
yeah. If you see me buy a convertible and I'm riding around with a 21-year-old woman,
something's gone wrong.
Hey, boy, my whole life is a shambles. I can say there's a good chance that. Like 34 would probably be my
cutoff. Right.
Yeah. But I can also say that there may be some 28-year-olds out there, sure, or 25,
a little bit more.
They've just been through some stuff. Right. I just need you to have been through some stuff to the point where it's like, you know, I think relationships are Instagram, you know, like,
yeah,
falsehoods, you know. It's like
everything's great.
And it's like, no, everything ain't great. Right, like, right. I mean, my life, I live a damn good life.
Yeah.
But everything ain't always great in it.
If I introduce you to the girl that you end up marrying, I should at least be in the wedding party.
If you introduce me to a woman,
yeah,
and I marry them,
yes,
I will let you be my best man.
You can't. You have too many kids. You already have friends.
If Mike Calter, I'm saying this.
All right. Just, hit record.
If Mike Calter introduces me to a woman,
yes,
and I marry her, Mike Calter has to be my best man.
I already have a woman in mind.
That's fine. I'm almost positive I probably won't marry her. But who
knows? Talk to Edge. You introduced Edge.
Oh, you introduced him to Beth?
Yeah. Well, he met her at one of our gigs, yeah.
I don't know if that's introduction.
Oh, yeah. No. Without me, they wouldn't have gotten together.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll text Adam after this. And
no, I don't think, for some reason, I don't think he likes me anymore.
He should. He's.
I was never actually friends with him. He was just like an acquaintance through wrestling. So,
Okay.
I never hung out with him or anything.
So you hung
like
out
that.
With Jay Christian?
I have before. Yeah.
That's like his best friend.
I love that guy.
Yeah. He's awesome.
I loved Christian as a wrestler. Yeah, I thought he was just great.
Yeah.
But he's super nice guy.
Yeah.
I've been to a couple of hockey games with him and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you still doing with wrestling? I know you're an ambassador and stuff, but do you still go on the road and do that stuff?
Every once in a while I go, but like I'm really like focusing in on, I got some film projects that I have coming up.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? Just a little, like sneak it out. You don't have to say what it is, but maybe like what it's about or like, all right, action adventures type stuff?
I did a movie with Dave.
Oh, you did?
I was just like a DEA agent. Uh-huh. I don't have a huge role.
Still.
Then, yeah. I mean, I'm
are you a good actor?
I will be a great actor.
Everything you do, you want to be great at.
Yes.
That's your thing.
Yeah. Well, put it this way. I'm not going to put myself in a position where I'm not going to present well.
Gotcha.
So
like there's
certain
be
like
the-
yeah, like it's certain things that I have been invited to be in projects.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's not really.
You don't want to be.
Because I don't want to be typecast.
35.
Yeah, I don't want to be typecast.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I
want to go Dave's route. I mean, which we've talked about tons of times. Like, Dave is very specific in some of the stuff he was doing early on.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to get typecasted as just a big dude.
Right.
You know?
Smart.
Yeah. And now he's legit. I would say, out of all the people that came out of the world of WWE, he's legit.
He's an actor. Sure. Yeah.
You know.
So. During the pandemic, I took my kids to go see the movie, the spy movie.
Oh, yeah.
At the drive-in.
My Spy.
Because the drive-in was showing movies.
Yeah.
And we went, I love that movie.
Yeah,
I thought it was great.
Number two coming out.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. But I mean, like, I legitimately liked that movie. Mm-hmm. I thought I was like, this is the cutest thing ever. But that one that he did with Kamal.
Stuber.
Yeah, it's hilarious. That movie's hilarious.
Yeah.
That movie's great, man. And,
yeah.
then, you know, and Dune and all the hits and all that stuff. But Artemis Hotel, that was good. He's really made some.
Knock at the Cabin.
Jodie Foster. Yeah, Cabin movie was great.
He just shot a movie. It hasn't come out yet, but he just shot a movie with Pamela Anderson, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they shot it in Vegas.
I called him up a couple of years ago, and I go, dude. Oh, I text him. I go, congratulations, this is great. He's like, how did you find out? I go, I just heard today. I go, this is great. And he's like, I know, to be in a Bond movie. I go, oh, I wasn't talking about that.
Yeah.
It was a movie that he was in with De Niro. I just
read that
movie sucked.
Yeah.
But, he was good, but the movie sucked.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you're in a movie with De Niro.
Yeah.
And that was his early stage of his career. That's a pretty good jump, you know?
Yeah.
All right, listen, I want everybody to go and celebrate the dads on Sunday with Titus. That's going to be happening at the Amphitheater. It is brought to you by the Bullitt Family Foundation and Tampa Well and the Tampa General Hospital. You can go to bulletfamilyfoundation.org and register. You could. I'm going to put this poster up on our social media because there's a QR code, an easy scan right there. And go have a great day. Celebrate your dad. You may have been like, what can we do for dad on Father's Day to really show him
a
good day and have a, you know, go on out there and hang out with Titus.
You coming?
No, I'm not coming.
I know.
I'm actually going to be out of town.
Where are you
going? I'm going out of town for...
Where are you going?
I go to the beach.
Where you, what, as a Father's Day gift?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was about to say, we're going to change it.
Well, it's not
y'all
like,
coming?
You didn't ask. They don't have kids.
I am also out of town.
He's going far.
Where are you going?
I'm going up to Destin.
That's far. Yeah, that is far. Yeah. You driving?
Yeah.
But I'm going up for the weekend. It's like 7 hours.
Six, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, you didn't call me last week and be like, I need you to be part of this thing. You could be the MC or the voice or something like that. I have no role in this. You just want me to roll out there and be a regular run-of-the-mill dad.
Did I not ask you last week?
If I was going?
No. Last week I asked you, can I get Mike?
He did. We were very busy last week. He did say something to me.
Yeah, so why some you lying? See what I'm saying?
No. You wanted to come on the show.
No, I wanted to come on the show, but I wanted to ask you on the show live.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I'd be honored if you would be the voice to open up.
God damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your superstar dads of the Tampa Bay Area.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I would have been honored.
Please welcome. Oh, I got the pipes.
You do. Yeah. I mean, it's what you do for a living. You got the vocal pipes.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the arms.
No, these...
I wouldn't call those pipes.
These aren't pipes. These are pipe cleaners. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
In a boxing match, boxing, who would win, me or Spanish?
Probably Spanish.
What insanity is that?
I mean,
let me give you the background. He's boxed before.
Yeah.
He's taken lessons. Yeah. He's fought Martin Gramatica in the punch out, and he did.
Did he beat Martin?
No, but I think Martin had celebrity edge on him. You know what I mean?
Oh, with the judges.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Spanish is a good boxer, and I'm not taking. Anything
well, I will
away.
Say this, Spanish. Like you would definitely need to utilize a strategy.
Yeah. Because
if this guy hits you, one time,
thank you.
You're done.
Yeah. Well, I was saying. I was telling Mike, I was like, I know if I get in there with him, there's no way I'm getting out uninjured.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it yesterday, truthfully. I would feel awful if I hurt you.
I know. I don't want to.
If we box, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I will feel awful about it. Like, I thought, I'm going to show the world.
Well, it's competition, though.
Yeah, but I thought, what if I go in there and break his jaw? I'm going to feel terrible about that.
It's competition.
I know. I'm not worried about getting sued. Yeah. No. I'm just saying I would feel bad.
I would, but I used to tell people this all the time. And when it comes to competition, like, if my mom lined up on a football field, I would literally knock the hell out of my mom. And afterwards, I would be the first one at the hospital.
Right. I'm sorry, but you put me in that position.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? My kids know, like, I'm not, you know, like, if we play, I'm playing to win.
Yeah.
You know, I know some dads go, I'm going to beat your ass.
Yeah, my daughter plays volleyball. And after we volley a couple of times, I just smash it on her and I go, be ready all the time. Yeah. So there's no way I'm not letting that
happen. I got to do sports now that are, like, not contact with my kids.
Yeah, because they're getting bigger.
Yeah. No. Not just that. It's like, I don't want to be in that position that you're saying, like, I hurt my kid.
Yeah.
So, like, I play them in ping pong or pool or video games.
Understandable.
But I still have that same competitive nature. Like, I'm not going to let you win. The world ain't going to let you win.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to learn this the hard way.
Did you ever do this? I found a picture the other day that my wife took of me with my son in a double chicken wing from behind.
Yeah.
And he was bending over the counter and I was trying to clamp it on tight. And I remember the reason why I did it is because I knew that my limitations were running out. I only had a couple more weeks to do that before he turned around and punched my face. So I got him while I could. Now I don't mess with him anymore.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, like I don't wrestle with my kids.
No.
I can beat him, but
I don't want to find out.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, my youngest is like super strong, like ridiculously strong.
Yeah.
And.
How old is
TJ. He's 17. And then TJ is 19. TJ, actually, my oldest son will turn 20 on Father's Day.
TJ is the one you have to watch out for.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why. Because I have heard high school girls talking about him before. Yeah. I was at a football game and he showed up and it was like they all, TJ's here, TJ's here. They all got up, went over there and I went, that's scary.
Hey, I'll tell you what, that dude, but TJ. Both of my kids are, all three of my kids are amazing.
Right.
TJ is going to end up running somebody's company.
Yeah.
Because everybody loves him.
Yeah.
Titus is the more, I mean, everybody loves him that knows him.
Yeah.
But TJ everybody knows him as soon as he walks in a room.
Yeah, yeah. Certain people just have that. Yeah.
And I can't say that he rubbed off on him in that way.
Yeah.
But that dude is like literally every business owner, this and that, is like, I get text messages all the time. Hey, I'm going to hire your son.
See, that's good. You know, that's
your
good.
Your son's going to run my company.
All right. These are things we learned today. We got this big thing going on, Superstar Dad Celebration on Sunday for Father's Day. You can go to bulletfamilyfoundation.org so you can register for that. Titus is going to find his next wife through me, and I will be the best man at that wedding, mm-hmm. and I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be great when everybody's like, why is he up there? He introduced Titus to his wife, mm-hmm. and I think it'd be nice to see you happy and settle down for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be settled. I used to tell my pastor, Brian Poe, like, he'd be like, bro, you're going to get married one day. This is like a few years ago. He's like, I'm like, bro, I ain't never getting married again. Mm-hmm. I'm never doing that again, adamantly. And my perspective changed last year.
You were like, I want to grow with you.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I will be married again one day to the right person.
Can I tell you one thing that you said on the show? I think it was the first time we ever had you on.
Yeah.
I was like reading your bio and stuff. I was looking stuff online, and I said to you, hey, you dated that Omarosa chick. And I go, that must have been cool. And you went, it was all right.
I didn't date her. It was rumored that I dated her. Having interactions with somebody and dating somebody is two different things.
Gotcha. Like, yeah.
People say, oh, what, you dated Yolanda Adams, you know, Grammy Award winning artist.
Yeah.
I actually was in a relationship with her.
Right.
There was no relationship with me at all.
No, you just were interacting, as you like to put it.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate you getting up early and coming in here, and I hope this is a huge success. Next year, I'll be prepared.
Yeah,
I'll plan it out. I go.
We're gonna do it. Yeah, right. We're definitely doing it again.
All right,
it'll be bigger.
Of course.
Yeah. Because everything grows.
But I think this will be a huge success for you this year as well.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll take a break. Dom will join us at the top of the hour. It's Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.